This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Data shows that more than 53% of Washington State students entering college need to take remedial math and language arts classes. To fix that, states have come up with what are called Common Core State Standards. They are new math and reading skill standards that define what students in grades K through 12 should be able to do at the end of each grade level. Now, 45 states have adopted the standards, but there's some controversy around this. Indiana recently backed away from the standards. Several other states are doing the same. Here with some background is KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld. And how did these Common Core standards come about?
The standards were developed by a coalition that included the National Associations of Governors and the heads of state education departments. And a lot of the funding for the development and promotion of the Common Core came from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We're talking about $170 million at last count. And although the creators of the Common Core say there were a lot of teachers involved with the development of the standards, some opponents of the standards question that claim, and they call the standards more of a top-down, unfunded mandate. The states adopted the standards individually, but the federal government has also made Common Core adoption a prerequisite for a lot of federal dollars.
And why do policymakers want to make this shift to Common Core? Why do they think it's important?
Well, along with trying to ensure that students are ready for college and careers at the end of high school, a lot of policymakers hope to align what a student in third grade in Seattle is learning with what a third grader in Burien is learning or a third grader in Boston, which is especially important for low-income students who often move a lot between schools or districts or states during their school careers. However, there are other policymakers who consider the federal pressure to adopt Common Core too close to national K-12 standards, which are actually illegal. Indiana, as you mentioned, recently said no to the standards, and states including Oklahoma and Georgia are considering following suit. The standards have enjoyed the support of the business community and the national teachers' unions, but recently some unions also say the standards are being rolled out too quickly and without enough support to be successful.
Now, do opponents oppose any kind of national standards or this set of national standards?
It depends on the opponents. There are some strange bedfellows in the opposition to the Common Core. You have the Tea Party on one side that would be in favor of no national standards and in favor of states' rights and local governance. But there are a lot of liberal opponents of the Common Core who say they like the idea of standards in general. They like the idea of students being able to change schools and pick up where they left off, for example, but they don't like how these standards are being implemented or the tests that are aligned with them.
Take us into a classroom. How would a classroom change if these standards were adopted?
Well, because the standards are meant to get kids ready for college, in the reading standards, there's an increased focus on nonfiction and technical texts, the sorts that you'd see in college classes, and using more academic words. So before, reading classes in K-12 might focus more on fiction. But of course, if you've been to college, you know that you rarely read fiction outside of an English class, and most subjects require comprehension of more complex nonfiction texts. And then in the math standards, the standards are shifting a lot of skills into earlier grades, and there's a focus on deeper comprehension of topics rather than jumping back and forth between math topics.
Well, despite this opposition, these Common Core standards seem to be rolling ahead. What's the timeline?
Well, districts are supposed to have implemented the new standards by the end of this school year in Washington, but that has not consistently happened, largely because of lack of teacher training and new curricula. In Washington, the new state tests associated with Common Core, though, are being introduced next spring, so that really puts a definite deadline on the table for districts.
KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
This is The Record on KUOW.